USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 Census Bureau numbers are out and will reshuffle the 435 congressional districts among the 50 states for the next decade. Texas gets two additional congressional seats. Florida gets an additional seat. New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia all lose seats. Reports from Israel are saying U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry was leaking Israeli military movements on Iranian targets to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif. John Kerry denies the allegations. Ocean scientists at the Scripps Institute announced on Monday they've uncovered a former industrial waste site off the Southern California coast with some 25,000 barrels that contain the toxic chemical DDT. A dumping site since 1947, scientists have previously detected in the area near Catalina Island high levels of DDT in marine mammals, including dolphins and sea lions. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Louisville Police Department is under Department of Justice investigation. Tim Berg reports.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News.
This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be dedicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I gotta tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, the what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire, and sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed.
Louisville has a population of 618,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines require two doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.